fiery horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Whoa, Silver! Let go, big fellow! Are you Silver?
It was raining hard as young Tom Jackson headed his buckboard toward the village of Muddy Gulch. As he neared the little community, Tom and his mother, who rode beside him, discussed the purpose of the trip.
Mother, I wish you'd tell me why we had to ride into town in this rain just because we received word there's freight boys at the express office.
Well, Tom, now that your father's gone and you're man of the house, I guess you should know.
Why, sure. Tell me.
When you were a small boy, your father purchased out of the army for a spell. That was during the gold rush, and he caught the fever along with a lot of others. He struck a nice little claim and sold out to a mining company.
Well, I didn't know about that.
He made $10,000 on the deal, then re-enlisted in the cavalry.
$10,000?
I never saw the money. He said he was putting it in a safe place, so if anything happened to him, you and I'd be able to get along.
Yeah, but how are you supposed to get the money now that he's dead?
I never questioned his plan. All I know is I'm supposed to receive $10,000.
Well, then, can you think the money's at the express office? That's the freight we're after?
Oh, I soon know. Here's the express office.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Hold down, boys. Oh. Come on, Mother. I'll help you down.
Oh, thank you, son.
There you are.
Oh, land sakes, I'll be glad to get inside.
Yeah, sweet.
Well, morning, Mrs. Jackson. Tom?
Morning, Sam.
Howdy.
I suppose you're after your freight.
That's right, Sam.
Well, here it is, right beside the stove. It's gunny sack, yeah.
Gunny sack? Oh, that's strange.
What's that, ma'am?
Oh, nothing, Sam, nothing. Tom, take your knife and let's see what's inside.
Yeah, that's just what I was about to do. There. Why, look, Mother. It's Dad's saddle.
Saddle? Is that all?
Was you expecting something else, ma'am?
It's the one Dad had made special.
Yes, I know. But this is very strange. Isn't there any explanation with it?
Not a thing, Mother.
Oh. You folks are expecting a letter or something. Why don't you just sit here for a spell and wait for the stage?
That's a good idea. Maybe there's a letter. Tell them where the...
Tom!
What was you saying, son?
Nothing, Sam. Nothing.
As Tom Jackson and his mother waited for the arrival of the stage, an Indian stepped up to Sam, the express attendant. He was Tonto, the Lone Ranger's faithful companion.
Well, what time stage due?
Well, it's due right now. Should be here any minute.
Tonto, wait.
Probably this rain, the muddy trail's holding it up. Usually does, you know. You looking for mail too, Redskin?
No. No, me wait for boy named Dan. Him on stage.
Well, just sit down over there. Make yourself comfortable.
Meanwhile, the stage splashed its way through the heavy downpour on its run to Muddy Gulch. The only passenger was Dan Reed, nephew of the Lone Ranger. At a narrow pass not far below the town, two horsemen with guns blazing pulled out of ambush and bore down on the lumbering stage. The stage driver pulled hard on the reins to stop the team. The heavy rain and narrow pass made it impossible to outrun the oncoming bandits. The fire on them was suicide. The stage stopped, and the driver and guard complied with the bandits' orders to throw down their guns. Then the driver spoke.
You fellows are making a big mistake. We ain't carrying no gold.
We ain't after gold. We want the mail yourself.
All right. Here's the mail. Well, I'm a warning you.
Never mind the
advice, we know our business.
I've got it, Duke.
Let's vamoose.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Come on,
those yellow-livered mail thieves. The way they come up on us here in the past and in this rain and all, we got
they
no
stole
chance.
Your mail, huh?
Yep, son. That's what they did, all right.
Perhaps I can follow them.
You're plumb crazy to even think of such a thing. Why, those two are riding fast horses. Besides, they'd shoot quicker than you could bat an eye.
I'll take that chance.
Now, see here, son.
They left a good trail in this mud. I'll follow them as fast as I can.
I can't let you do a thing like this.
There'll be someone at Muddy Gulch to meet me. Just tell them what I've done. I'll be all right.
You're crazy, but I guess I ain't got no right to stop you. Get up there. Get over there. Get up.
A short while later, Tonto reined up at the mouth of a secluded cave outside Muddy Gulch, where he and the Lone Ranger had made camp while awaiting Dan Reed's arrival. By the time Tonto arrived, the rain had stopped.
Oh, Scott, hope that I... Oh, fella.
Hello, where's Dan? Something wrong?
Plenty wrong, Kimus, hurry.
Quick, what is it?
Two fellas stop stage. Take mail.
Go on.
When crook fella leave, driver say, Dan jump out of stage and follow.
Where did this happen?
At pass below town.
Here, Silver. Here, Victor.
Good, you have Dan's horse here.
Yes, we'll take him along.
Then we go now?
Yes, Tonto. Right there, big fella. Dan may be in serious trouble. There's no time to lose. All right, Victor. Come on, Silver.
Come on, come.
The masked man and Tonto rode as fast as they could to the scene of the holdup. As they pulled up at the pass, Dan sat calmly on a dry rock beneath the shelter of a large tree.
Oh, Silver.
Come on,
the big fella. Dan, are you all right?
Sure, I'm all right. Golly, you brought Victor.
Yes, of course.
Gee, Victor, it's great to see you.
Dan, why did you leave the stage?
The bandits left a good trail in the mud, and I wanted to follow it before the rain washed all the prints away.
Well, that dangerous thing to do, Dan.
Oh, I was all right. I tracked the crooks to a cave up in the hills.
Then you could identify them?
Oh, sure. I'd know them anywhere.
Come on, Dan. Mount up.
Are we going after those crooks?
Yes, Dan. Show us the way.
Get up, Victor.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up. Come.
After a few minutes of riding up the muddy hillside, Dan Reed led the Lone Ranger and Tonto to a secluded spot. He signaled to rein up.
Oh, back up.
That's the cave over there.
Yes, I see it. Right there, big fella.
It looks like they're all gone.
How do you know?
When I left, their horses were hitched at the mouth of the cave.
We won't take any chances. Come on, Tonto.
How about me? Can I go?
No, Dan. You stay here with the horses.
Oh, but I won't...
And if they're still inside, they may be shooting.
Yes, sir.
Foolhardy for Dan to track those crooks, but he gave us a lead.
Ah.
I think they've gone.
No sign here.
Come on, let's go inside.
It's plenty dark here.
Yes, Tonto. We'll have to light matches so we can see.
They've got matches here.
There, that's better.
Kimasabi. Them leave mail behind.
That's strange. None of it seems to have been opened. Just scattered around here on the floor of the cave.
Look, King Sonny.
What is it, Tonto?
This envelope. Open.
There's no letter inside.
It only one that way.
Let me see that address. Tom Jackson, route number one, Muddy Gulch.
Tom Jackson? That young fellow looked for letter at stage office.
He did? Got another match, will you, Tonto? Thanks. Return address is Sergeant Clem Jackson, United States Cavalry. And it's postmarked Fort Hudson. Otto, those crooks must have been looking for the letter in this envelope.
That's right.
We'll get Dan and the horses and pay Tom Jackson a visit.
As the Lone Ranger, Dan and Tonto left for Tom Jackson's place, the young man received a caller.
Good morning.
Morning, Tom. My name's Galloway.
How do you do, sir?
Son, I'm a newcomer to Muddy Gulch, but I just heard about your father's death. Thought I'd drop in to see you.
Well, that's nice of you. Won't you come in and meet my mother?
Well, thanks, Tom. I'd like to.
Who is this, son?
Mother, this is Mr. Galloway. He lives in town.
Howdy, Mrs. Jackson.
Have a chair, won't you, Mr. Galloway?
Thank you.
By golly, news must travel fast. We received word of my father's death only a few days ago. And here's some of you people from town already know about it.
Well, you know how it is out here in these western towns.
Tom, I think it's right nice of Mr. Galloway to take the time to pay us a visit like this.
Oh, sure. I'm mighty glad you did, sir.
That's quite all right.
Say, I've got something to Dad's I bet you'd like to see.
Is that so?
Oh, now, Tom. Mr. Galloway wouldn't care about your saddle.
Certainly I'd like to see your saddle. In fact, I have quite an interest in certain types of saddles.
Oh, fine. It's out in the other room. I'll get it for you.
Tom certainly is proud of it. It was his father's, you know. Just came in on the morning express.
Oh, I see.
Here she is. Dad had it made special. There. Golly.
That's one of the most beautiful saddles I've ever seen.
Yeah. It's regular cavalry style. Carbine boot and all.
Yeah, it sure is a beauty. I sure could use a fine saddle like that. I'll buy it from you.
Well, Mr. Galloway, I don't know
Tom
whether...
Tom doesn't seem to want to part with it.
Well, Tom, it'd be a big help to you if I was to pay top price.
Oh, sure. Well, I hate to sell my father's saddle. It's all I have to remember him by.
Sure. I should have known. Well, Tom, got to be running along now. Got a lot of business to look out for.
I was hoping you'd stay for dinner.
Sorry, some other time maybe. Oh, you change your mind about that saddle, you'll find me at room 209 at the Hotel Union, son.
All right, but I don't think I'll sell.
A few minutes later, young Tom Jackson and his mother were busy inside their farmhouse when the door opened behind them.
Hello, Tom.
What? Why, you're masked. And an Indian and a boy.
Oh, Tom.
Don't be alarmed. We're friends.
And what's the mask for?
Tom, I'm not sure, but I think I may be able to help you.
It looks like everyone wants to help us today.
What do you mean?
Well, a man named Galloway was here a few minutes ago. He wanted to help, too. He wanted to buy my father's saddle.
Your father's saddle?
And there it is over on the floor. I just got it this morning.
Your father's a soldier.
My father was a soldier. He died a week ago out east at Fort Hudson.
Why? Oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Well, Galloway seemed to know all about it.
What did this Galloway look like?
Why, he was a big fella.
Yes, he was all of 6 feet tall.
And weighs about 225 pounds.
Did he have long black hair and sideburns?
Why... Well, yes, he did.
That's one of the men who robbed the stage.
And my hunch was right.
I don't understand. What are you talking about?
The stage was robbed of its mail by two men this morning. They took the mail to a cave, opened part of it, then disappeared.
But where do I fit into the picture?
Now, Tom, I found this envelope in the cave.
What? Why, it's addressed to me. It's from my dad.
Let's see. Why, from the postmark, it must have been written the day before he passed away.
When I found this envelope, I thought there must have been something in the letter that interested the crooks. Apparently, I was right.
You mean Galloway robbed the stage, found my letter, and came here to get the saddle?
Yes.
And there's a special reason for his wanting my saddle.
That's right, Tom. I'm going to find out what it is. Hello, Dan. Let's get back to town.
What are we going to do there?
We're going to have a talk with Duke Galloway.
Now to continue our story. Realizing that Duke Galloway was one of the male bandits, and he had some reason to be interested in Tom Jackson's saddle, the Lone Ranger, Dan, and Tonto rode into Muddy Gulch. The masked man planned to have a talk with Duke. Meanwhile, Galloway and his partner, Squint Nelson, were discussing matters in their room at the Hotel Union.
Duke, you must be getting soft or something. I thought you was too smart to let a boy and his old lady stand between you and $10,000.
Squint, you're just too blamed impatient. Well, that was only the first try. And it was a smart thing to do. Using psychology, trying to win their confidence.
I'm not interested in their confidence. I want their money.
Just see here, Squint. I've had enough of you.
And I've had enough of you and your smart ideas. Psychology. Huh. All you had to do was grab the saddle and run.
Sure, and inside 5 minutes, a kid would have the law on her trail. Wouldn't even have time to tear the map out of the saddle, let alone go out and dig up the money the old man buried.
Well, maybe you're right. But I'd like to be sure this ain't just a wild goose chase.
How much more proof do you have to have? I knew Clem Jackson personal. We was in the same troop before I got court-martialed and kicked out of the Army. I was there the day he made arrangements to keep the letter telling about the $10,000 in the troop commander's safe.
And you're satisfied the letter we hijacked from the stage is the same one?
Certainly it is. As soon as I found out he was dead, I knew that letter'd be coming through. He made that arrangement with the troop commander. Soon as anything happened to him, this letter was to be sent out to his boy.
All right, all right. I guess I'm just a little jittery.
Squint, you sure are.
I'd like to take a whirl at getting that saddle.
Make you feel any better, go ahead and try.
That's just what I aim to do.
But I'm warning you. Watch your step.
I'll be careful. Treat the kid real nice.
Think I'll go over to the cafe for a while. I'll probably be sitting in front of the hotel when you get back.
All right, Duke. I won't be long.
Now remember now. Don't let your temper get the best of you.
A few minutes later, the Lone Ranger, Dan, and Tonto arrived at the Hotel Union. They went to room 209 by way of the back stairs.
Be careful now. I don't want to be seen with this mask.
I'm being quiet, sir.
This is the room.
This 209.
Dan, you wait out here. Maybe shooting.
Oh, gee.
You may come in if there's no trouble.
Yes, sir.
Get ready, Tonto. When to throw the door open, we'll rush in.
You ready?
All right. Here it goes. Tonto, the door's locked.
Are you all right, Kemosabe?
Yes, I just hit the door with my shoulder.
If the door's locked, that must mean the crooks are out.
Tonto, I think we should be able to pick this lock without any trouble.
Here. Yeah. Yeah, we got a small knife here.
Well, thanks. Sure, this should do it all right. There.
That worked fast.
Now let's go inside.
What do we do now?
I want to see if we can find that letter from Tom Jackson's father. That'll tell us why Galloway is so anxious to get the saddle.
And if we get the letter, that will be enough evidence to send him to jail.
That's right, Dan.
What we do?
They're going to search the room.
Good. Let's get started.
Be careful. Replace everything you disturb so Galloway and his partner won't know the room's been searched.
I'll be careful.
It's good. We work fast.
As the three searched Duke Galloway's hotel room, Squint Nelson called on Tom Jackson and his mother. The Jacksons were in the farmyard as he pulled up.
Oh, oh there. Oh, boy.
Steady there.
Howdy, stranger. What can I do for you?
Easy, boy. Are you Tom Jackson?
That's right. And this is my mother.
Howdy, ma'am.
How do you do, Mr.?
Nelson, ma'am. Oh. Squint Nelson.
Well, what's on your mind, Mr. Nelson?
Son, I understand you've got a right smart cavalry saddle on your hands.
That's right.
I wonder if I could take a look at it.
Well, it's not for sale, if that's what you're after.
Oh, it ain't, huh?
No.
My goodness, I don't see why everyone's so interested in that saddle.
I heard about the saddle in town. Thought I'd come out and take a look at it. Of course, I understood it was for sale.
And who told you about it? Mr. Galloway?
Galloway?
Yes.
I'm sorry, son, but I couldn't really say I recognize that name.
That's strange. He said he lived at Hotel Union.
Nope. I heard it from someone else. News sort of gets round, you know.
I'm beginning to believe that.
Well, Tom, if you say you ain't in the mood to sell, it's good enough for me. I'm sorry I bothered you.
Oh, don't apologize. I understand. It's just a mistake, that's all.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is.
It's too bad you had to come all the way out here to find out about it.
Tell you what. I'd like to take a peek at that saddle anyhow, as long as I'm here.
Well, I...
No, Tom. I can't say as I see any harm in Mr. Nelson's just looking at your saddle, as long as he's come all the way out here and all.
I guess you're right, Mother. Just wait here a minute, Mr. Nelson. I'll go in the house and get it for you.
Well, say now, that's mighty fine of you.
It'll only take him a minute, Mr. Nelson.
That's all right. I've got plenty of time. I'm sort of taking things easy, anyhow.
My boy certainly is proud of that saddle. I don't think he'd trade it for $1 million.
Here he comes with the saddle now.
Yeah, here it is, Mr. Nelson.
Oh.
Isn't she a beauty?
Say, that cantle's sort of high for a cavalry saddle, ain't it?
No, Dad seemed to like it that way.
May I take it, Tom?
Yeah, sure. Here you are.
Thanks, Tom. You know, I doubt if you really know just how valuable this is.
I don't follow you.
No, what do you mean by that?
You're sure you won't sell?
I'm positive.
Oh. Tom, come over here closer.
All right. What is it?
Look down here at these stirrups.
I'm looking. What do you want?
This will take care of you for a while.
Oh, what have you done to my boy?
I just knocked him out for a spell. Be as good as new when he comes to.
Oh, Tom, speak to me, son.
Here, boy.
Where are you going with that saddle? You can't.
Lady, this is a 45 you're looking at. Oh. You know what's good for you? You'll keep quiet about this. Steady, boy.
You beast.
Get up there.
As Squint Nelson rode into town with the stolen saddle, the Lone Ranger, Dan, and Tonto finished searching the hotel room.
Well, we've searched the whole room and haven't found the letter.
Shucks. We didn't get any evidence at all.
They haven't already destroyed it. One of those crooks is carrying it with him.
Kimosabe.
What is it, Tonto?
Look out, window here.
Oh? You mean that tall man hitching his horse down there?
Him have cavalry saddle. It looked like Tom.
Yes.
Let me get a look at him.
Right down there, Dan.
Leaping grasshoppers.
Matter.
What is it, Dan?
That man down there is the other stage robber.
Dan, are you sure?
I told you I'd know them anywhere. And look, there's Galloway stepping up to meet him.
That right?
They're coming inside. All right, quick, both of you. Come with me.
And what we do, King Sabe?
They've stolen their saddle. That's all we need to attract the sheriff's attention.
Well, where are we going?
They get the sheriff. I want him to see this for himself.
The Lone Ranger and his friends left by the back stairs and rushed to the sheriff's office. A minute later, Duke and Squint came up the front stairs, unlocked their door, and hurried into their room with the stolen saddle.
I'd still like to know how on Sunday you got that saddle away from the boy.
I've told you for the last time, it don't make no difference how I did it. It's ours now.
There's just one thing. You didn't shoot him, did you?
No, I didn't shoot him. Give me that hunting knife. Let's get down to business. No time to lose.
All right, Squint. Here's the knife. Now, do you know where to start cutting?
I guess we better read that letter again.
Got it right here in my inside coat pocket.
Never mind the chatter. Let's hurry.
Let's see what it says. My son. Here it is. A map showing where I've buried my money and is sewn between the layers of leather and the candle.
I wonder he had a high candle.
To remove it, cut the stitching from the top inside. After cutting away a few inches of stitching, you should be able to reach between the layers and pull the map out.
That's all we need to know. Let's get started.
Yeah, start cutting right on top there.
This is easy.
Sure is. We knocked off that stage this morning. I never thought we was going to get such fast results.
Yeah, me neither. This letter was just what we was looking for.
Oh, ain't every day you can get a blueprint to $10,000.
Duke, can you imagine a guy burying money like that?
He just wanted his family to have it after he died, that's all.
Well, I hate to spoil the plans, but business is business.
Oh, wait, Squint. Think you're going far enough there?
I hope so. I'm getting anxious.
You try to pull it out of there now.
I ain't stopping you.
Let me see now. Should be right in... Hey, Squint, I got something. Feels like paper. Pull the leather apart. I think I can get it.
All right. Yeah. There you are.
I've got it.
Come on, now. Open it up and let's see where the loot's buried.
Thank golly, the drone's just as plain as day.
Look, Duke. It's buried beneath a big boulder out on the Jackson farm.
Well, come on. What are we waiting for?
Sure. It'll be dark in a few minutes. We can sneak out there, dig up the money, and be out of the territory before anybody knows what's happened.
Let's get started.
Not so fast. Stand where you are.
Duke, look. Hey, you're masked. Who are all these hombres with you?
Sheriff, have you heard enough? You just bet your life I have.
We haven't got anything on us.
I know all about you two crooks. And I'm going to see that you get the limit for robbing the mails and for attempting to steal all that money from Tom Jackson and his mother.
You tin-horned lawman. You can't prove anything.
I heard all I need to know through that door.
You don't get me without a fight.
Sheriff, look out.
Get a boy, Duke. Get
him. Oh, my shoulder.
Nice shooting, oh, mister. He nearly gunned us.
Stop pointing and get up, you two. Sheriff, they're all yours. Well,
Tom. How's your head feeling now?
Well, it should be all right in the morning.
A squint feller hit you pretty hard at gun.
Oh, I should say he did. I thought sure he killed my boy.
Well, after all the news you brought me, mister, I'm very much alive.
I just don't know how to begin to thank you men for what you've done. If it hadn't been for you, we'd never have known my husband hid away that money. And those crooks would have stolen it all.
And not only that, Mom. They'd have kept my saddle, too.
Oh, son. You and your saddle.
Adios.
Adios, stranger.
Ready, big boy. Ready, Tom. Be ready. Move
just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.